Hendricks with seven. Cardinals go back up by 11, 36-25. Highland, 8:55 to go in regional girls basketball. Kaylee Miller is going to be bumped and fouled. That'll be Highland's fourth. Foul call number 14, Addison Bedward. That will be her fourth. And she'll come out of the lineup. Checking back in is Miller. So the Bulldogs will have the ball at midcourt. Olivia Young is in for Ithaca. And Josie Lau slips it into Kaylee Miller. Now Maxwell throws it down. Throw shot no by Peterson. She'll go to the free throw line. Nice pass by the freshman, J.C. Maxwell. Foul is Highland's sixth. And the foul is at number 15, Bronwyn Halverson. That's her first. Kaylee Peterson at the line has not scored tonight. Free throw in the iron and no good. Bulldogs certainly have not helped themselves at the free throw line tonight. We'll get another opportunity. Second throw now. This one in the air and that one is no good. And someone left in the lane a little bit early. It'll be Highland basketball. The Bulldogs would not have been able to count that had it gone. So here goes the inbound pass for the Cardinals. They'll bring it in. Frederick has it knocked away. Picked up by Peterson. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Lau. Josie from Maxwell. JC deep behind the glass. Back to Peterson. Peterson drives all the way through. Throws it out to Young. Swings it back to Miller. Miller to the corner. Lau back to Young. Ball fake for three. Nowhere to go. Lost the handle. Knocked away by Frederick. And a foul called on the play. That'll go against the Cardinals, and they're going to get the ire of Coach Carroll. Foul is called. That'll be the Cardinals' sixth foul. And the foul on Harley Fredericks is her first. Ithaca gets it back. Pass comes in play, going right side. Taken there by Kaylee Miller. Right side three on the way, on the rim. No good. Rebound Lau. Kicks it out. Peterson on a drive, tough shot in the traffic, and scores. Bailey Peterson makes it 36-27. Bulldogs hanging around, 8:04 remaining. Frederick's driving, throwing it left. Cardinals get it down deep, and there's a fast break bucket. Bronwyn Halverson from Harley Fredericks. That makes it 38-27. Cardinals respond. Down to the corner, Maxwell. Back out to Miller inside Lau. She is tripped up on the way by, and a foul called on the Cardinals. That'll be foul six. Looks like we're tied at six apiece now in fouls. And this is on number 21, Kate Terrell, which will be her fourth. Into the game for the Cardinals, Samarin Halverson. Coming out is Kate Terrell. And Josie Lau goes to the free throw line. 3 points tonight. She made a triple earlier in the game. So a free throw coming up. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Rebound fought for. Maxwell ties up with Terrell. And the alternate arrow points to Highland. 11-point lead for the Cardinals with 7:44 to go. They led by 12 at halftime. Bulldogs have not been able to get on a long run. Ball comes up ahead now and breaking the pressure. The Cardinals, they'll work at right side. Shot on the way, no good for Bronwyn Halverson, but she is fouled on the play. Shooting foul, she'll get two free throws coming up. Foul is called on number 11 for the Bulldogs. That's Kaylee Peterson, and that is her second foul. Free throw in the air, and that is good for the Cardinals. They will get one more. Tristan Peterson returns to the Ithaca lineup. And the second throw now for the Cardinals. Trying to put it up by 13. This one in the air, and that one is good. They do. Bronwyn Halverson with a couple of good free throws. It is 40-27. Cardinals, 7:33 to play. Here's Lau driving, 18-footer on the rim, no good. Gets the rebound, Miller now takes it away, taken away by Peterson, and Miller back to Peterson. Tristan is down deep, back to Kaylee, three on the way, no good. hits around this, throws it over to the right side. On a drive, there is Miller on the inside to Maxwell. Throws it low. Timeout taken by Coach David Klang. 7:10 remaining, 40-27. Cardinals leading the Bulldogs in regional girls basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
On the scoreboard tonight, Belmont leading River Ridge 56-23. Wazika Steuben 42-36 over Blackhawk. Cashton leading Kickapoo 22-17 at last word. Argyle Pecatonica was up on Bonneville by 10. Inbound for the Bulldogs out of the timeout. Traveling call. They'll turn it over. It's like pass to the corner. The Bulldogs got a little bit intimidated by the defense a little bit, but nonetheless, the ball is turned back. And they'll fall back to the full court press. Lau gets another steal. Bulldogs take it away. Josie with the ball. Penetrates a bit. Nothing. Fires back out to Miller. Now Josie Lau on the right wing. Lau off the dribble. Gives it off to the near side. Kaylee Peterson. 13-point lead for Highland. Pass goes to Peterson. Kristen back to Miller. Three on the way. No good. Fought for. Rebound Kaylee Peterson. Kaylee with the basketball. Swings it over to the baseline. Caught by Miller. Miller back to Peterson. Bulldogs whip it low. There is Maxwell posting up. Tough shot. No good. Rebound by the Cardinals. Bronwyn Halverson. Outlet pass now to Caitlin Miller. And the Cardinals set it up with 6.5 to play and a 13-point lead. Pass comes near side and another timeout used by the Cardinals. 6:25 to play. 40-27. They lead the Bulldogs at WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Highland misses a shot out of the timeout. We're back to action. The Bulldogs rebound, and they work it down to Tristan Peterson. Now to Miller, three on the way. It is no good. But for rebound, Peterson. Bulldogs sure working hard on the boards. Just can't score. King with a three. There they go. Holly King nails a three. 40-30. Bulldogs have played well enough defensively and had forced a lot of turnovers and a lot of rebounds, but Highland has just kept the lead. They've scored enough points to keep the advantage. Bronwyn Halverson takes it across the half-court line. 5.5 to play in this one tonight in the second round of the regional. Samarin Halverson brings it back, and now they'll whip it to the left side. Caitlin Miller down low. Dribbling is Sophia Terrell. Kicks it out. Three on the way. Good for Highland. Caitlin Miller with her fourth three-point basket. 43-30. Cardinals up the sidelines. The Bulldogs bring it. Right side. Now Peterson in the middle. Tristan over to Holly King. Holly with the ball fake down to the baseline, pulls up, fires back to Miller, skips it down low. There's Maxwell. She's fouled on the shot, and we'll go to the free throw line. 5 minutes to go. Cardinals leading by 10. There is plenty of time. The Bulldogs just need to find a way to get hot. They have not been able to muster much from the free throw line either tonight. 15 is the Fowler. That's Bronwyn Halverson, her second. Free throw is good by J.C. Maxwell. 43-31. Big three-point bucket just moments ago, getting Island back a 13-point lead. This one is no good. And the rebound is chased down by Tristan Peterson. Such good hustle by the Bulldog girls tonight. Pass comes back to Kaylee Miller. Skips it off to Lau. Ball fake. Josie drives closer. Kicks it back to Miller. Bob's far side. There's King. King back to Miller. Kaylee skips it over to Lau. Josie on a drive. Fires it off to the baseline. There's Maxwell behind the glass. Throws it in the lane. Tristan Peterson. Shot won't go. Rebound pulled down by the Cardinals, and they're going to go with it. Miller pushing the other way. Caitlin shot blocked by Tristan Peterson. What a play. And the ball is loose on the floor. Cardinals attempt to get a timeout. Jump ball will be called, and the Bulldogs will get it on the arrow. 4:28 to play. Highland 43, Ithaca 31. WIAA Tournament Girls Basketball will be going back to state wrestling at the conclusion of the game tonight. Walking the ball is Kaylee Miller. Miller throws to Josie Lau. She'll shoot a three. She's no good. Rattles off. Gets her own miss. Fires it back to Miller. King near side on a dribble drive. Fires back to Miller. Three-pointer Bulldogs. That is good. Kaylee Miller with her fourth tonight. 43-34. Hylas, 4 minutes to go. Cardinals have it knocked away, and the Bulldogs almost got a steal. It'll be Highland ball, three-quarter court. Just over 4 minutes remaining in tonight's game. Everybody catches their breath, and here we go. Cardinals inbounding the ball for the near side. They'll bring it in. Knocked away, out of bounds again. That was played by Kaylee Miller. Nice play. Putting the pressure on the inbounder is Josie Lau. Pass comes into Miller. Miller crossover dribble, drives down deep, tough shot, foul call on Tristan Peterson. Miller did a good job of getting around there that time. This will be the seventh foul on the Bulldogs. It is a shooting foul. Cardinals will shoot a pair, it looks like. Foul is on Tristan, and that is her second. Free throw is in the air on the rim and no good for the Cardinals. Highland, the champion of the Six Rivers Conference. The Bulldogs right now, after finishing third place in the conference, Ridge and Valley Conference, a couple of teams still alive and doing well. Azika Steuben also, you saw they were leading earlier. Here's a free throw, good by Miller, and that makes it a 10-point game. 44-34 in favor of the Cardinals. Down deep is Miller, throws to Maxwell. J.C. driving down deep, tough shot in the crowd. It won't go, rebound by the Cardinals, and a foul called on Holly Kane. Holly just a little bit late getting there, trying to get that steal. Picks up foul number two, and they will shoot free throws at the other end with 3:48 to go. The shooter is Harley Fredericks. Harley gets the ball at the line. This one in the air, and that one is good. Harley will get one more. One of the seniors that was a big part of the action, the state team a couple of years ago for the Cardinals. Here's the second throw. That one is good. Big free throw. 46-34, 12-point edge now for the hosting Cardinals. Bringing the ball on the near side is Miller, and it's going to be lost, but a travel called on the Cardinals as they try to fast break it the other way. It'll come back to the Bulldogs near the scorer's table. Holly King will be the inbounder. Holly looking, lobs it in. Caught in the corner there, and driving with a reverse lay-in is Miller. It's up and no good. Rebound by Harley Fredericks. Lost the handle. It'll be out of bounds off of the Bulldogs. It will be Highland basketball. Middle point leading Darlington 45-39 in tournament girls basketball. Inbound pass for the Cardinals. They're trapped in the backcourt. 3.5 to play. Harley Fredericks brings it across the Cardinal at center circle. Takes it left side. Leaves it off now for Sophia Terrell. Terrell holds it up. Throws it near side. Caught by Miller. Now back to Frederick. 3 on the way. No good. Rebound Bulldogs. Pulled out by Kaylee Miller. 3:10 to go. And the pass is stolen by Fredericks. Highland gets it back. Fires it to half court. Bronwyn Halverson down the boulevard. Tough shot won't go. And a foul called on the Bulldogs. That'll be the ninth Ithaca foul. Stops the clock with 3:01 to go. And the foul is on Tristan Peterson. That is her third. Argyle Pecatonica has taken the lead on Barneville. Free throw is good. So one more will be forthcoming here for the Cardinals. Second free throw now. Couple of dribbles, and that one is up and no good for Bronwyn Halverson. Kate Terrell gets the rebound, and there is a jump ball called. The arrow will point to the Cardinals. So the inbounder is Harley Fredericks. Just under 3 minutes remaining here in tonight's game. Cardinals have upped the lead to 13. Pass comes into Addison Bedward. Addison brings it back right side to Fredericks. Harley with the basketball. Dribbles back toward the half-court line. Crosses over. Now drops it off to Bedward. Addison. There's Terrell. Down low. Shot up and good for Bronwyn Halverson. Seniors stepping up late here for the Cardinals. They have their biggest lead by 19 now. 49-34. King on the baseline. Gives back to Peterson. And Tristan is trapped. Now to Holly King. Holly. Back to the near side. There's Kaylee Peterson. Peterson on the drive. Back to Tristan. Tristan down deep. Hop step low. Shot goes for Tristan Peterson. 49-36. Cardinals. Bulldogs in the full court press in the backcourt. Walking in is Harley Fredericks. Now accelerates a little bit. Brings it over to the right side. Sophia Terrell. Terrell goes left side to Bedward. Bedward on the wing. Bedward dribble drives back. Down to the baseline, cut off, now fires it back to Sophia Terrell. And she is bumped by Tristan Peterson with a minute 49 remaining. That'll be foul number 10 on the Bulldogs, so double bonus now for the Cardinals. Foul is number 4 on Peterson. And that will put the Cardinals at free throw line leading by 13. This one in the air, and that one is no good for Sophia Terrell. She'll get one more. 49-36. Highland. Kaylee Peterson returns for the Bulldogs. Second free throw. This one in the air. And that is good. So that makes it a 50-36 ball game. The lead belongs to the Cardinals with a minute 44 to play. Josie Lau drives to the right side. Free throw line right. Now, it's going back to Tristan Peterson. She drives, she shoots, she scores. Tristan Peterson and the Bulldogs, not done yet. She has 11 points. Heads back to the line now, 50-38. Cardinals by 12. Foul called on Bronwyn Halverson, her third. In the air, Peterson's free throw is good. That'll make it 50-39. Cardinals with the ball in the backcourt, a minute 35. Pass comes in play. Addison Bedward up to the midcourt line. They've got her stopped. Now back to Fredericks. Harley runs it across the half-court line. Free throw line left. Fires it up to Caitlin Miller. Back to Terrell. They'll reverse it left side. Bronwyn Halverson. Bronwyn is fouled by the Bulldogs with a minute 16. Foul will be marked on number 3, Kaylee Miller. That is her 4th. Highland goes to the free throw line. Aquinas defeats Viroqua 65-17. As Halverson hits the free throw, that makes it 51-39. One more coming up. Nuglera 67-29 over Lancaster. This one is good by Halverson as well. 52-39, Highland, the minute 14. Josie Lau into the front court. Drives, stops near side, slitter, pivot foot. They're going to turn it back to Highland. McFarland, 84-51 over Mount Horeb. Belmont, 59, River Ridge, 25. Gaston, 32-21 over Kickapoo. Argyle Pecatonica leading Barneville, 47-35. Winner of this one plays the winner of that one tomorrow night. Driving the far side. Timeout is taken by the Cardinals, I think, before it was turned over. And nope, they're not going to give them the timeout. I'm going to say it was tipped by the Bulldogs. So we'll come in play for the Cardinals here in the backcourt. Bulldogs put some pressure on Addison Bedward, and she is fouled with a minute to go. Foul will be marked on 23. That's Olivia Young, and that is her first. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show and our Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. Free throw by Highland is no good. One more coming up. We'll check in on those wrestlers as well. We heard Ethan Haney make it to the finals after a win earlier tonight for Richland Center. Free throw is missed by Bedward, and the rebound by the Bulldogs. They'll home run it to the other end. Shot it away for three. Good by Kaylee Miller. She's got five of those tonight. 10-point game, 48 seconds, 52-42. Highland in the backcourt, struggling to get it across. And Coach Terrell has to use a timeout, and he will. 41 seconds to play. Cardinals by 10. Area Girls Tournament Basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
All right, welcome back to Highland. It is a 52-42 Cardinal lead with 41 seconds. Bulldogs continue to put some wild pressure on the inbounder. Fredericks looking, gets it in. Bulldogs try for a steal in the backcourt, and now bringing it across the timeline is Bedward, and she is fouled by the Bulldogs. 36 seconds to play. Bedward will go to the line shooting two. Foul is called on Kaylee Peterson, which will be her third. Guaranteed two free throws for the Cardinals. This one in the air, and that one is no good. One more coming up for Bedward, who has 9 points tonight. A couple of dribbles in the air. That one is on the iron. No good. Rebound Tristan Peterson of the Bulldogs. Lau up the far side. There's Miller on the baseline. Shoot the shot. It's blocked out of bounds by the Cardinals. So getting up and getting the block there was Bronwyn Halverson. And the Bulldogs have it on the baseline with 30 seconds remaining and a 10-point deficit. Pass comes in. It's caught here. Miller goes low. Peterson for a two up with the left hand. No good. Rebound Highland. And Fredericks comes out of there with it toward midcourt. And a foul called on Kaylee Peterson, and that will be her fourth. That will put Highland at the line with 21 seconds to play. Cardinals have hit enough free throws to keep the lead. A big, long stretch in the second half without scoring. Free throw in the air, and that one is good. 53-42. Riley Fredericks will get one more shot now. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Rims off the rebound by the Bulldogs. Up ahead to Josie Lau. 11-point game. Kaylee Miller airmails it near side. Young with a long two. It's on the way. No good. Rebound, jump ball call between the Bulldogs' Peterson and the Cardinals' Bronwyn Halverson, and the Bulldogs get it with just over 9 seconds remaining. So Ithaca will inbound the basketball. Pass comes in. Kaylee Peterson is going to be tied up. Jump ball called. Fredericks got a hold of the ball. Jump ball, and the Cardinals get it back on the arrow with 7 seconds remaining. And Coach David Klank's calling off the troops. They're dropping out of their full court. The Cardinals will walk it down, and they will win this one here tonight in the second round. Tonight's final score, Highland 53, Ithaca 42. Stay with us for the Gillette Plumbing and Heating post-game show. It's coming up next. You're listening to WIAA Regional Girls Basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to Highland. A big rough and tumble win here for the Cardinals. And again, lots going on here tonight. The Cardinals score enough to get the victory and get by the Bulldogs and improve to 20-5. And Ithaca falls to 15-10, their final season record. Well, let's check some notes on the game. First of all, looking at the turning point of the game. Well, first of all, the Cardinals really struggled in the second half. Scoring-wise, and Ithaca did as well. The Bulldogs really failed in a chance to make a huge comeback, and the Cardinals did not score a point in the second half till the clock said 11:39. So they went over 6 minutes without getting something in the net in the second half, and the Bulldogs, during that stretch, could only score 4 points. So it was one of those times where Ithaca was getting some good rebounds, they were getting some stops, but could not convert, kind of hurt themselves the free throw line as well. And then the Cardinals kind of woke up and made some nice plays. The turning point, probably Bronwyn Halverson and her total of 15 points, but she also made a couple of clutch free throws, and Harley Fredericks with a couple of key plays. And then you got to circle Caitlin Miller with a total of 4 3-point baskets tonight. So the turning point, the leadership of Highland, and especially its two seniors, Fredericks and Bronwyn Halverson tonight. That's your Duncan turning point of the game, sponsored by Duncan, Richland Center, and Southwest Wisconsin Runs. I'm Duncan. We'll be back with more from Highland in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Eastside BP on Richland Center's Eastside is open every day to serve you with quality BP fuels and all kinds of delicious food and snacks. Hours 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Pick up milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and other everyday items you need all in one stop. And keep your vehicle clean with a touch-free automatic car wash at Eastside BP Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Welcome back to Highland, adding up some totals and summaries here tonight. The Cardinals get the victory 53-42 and advance a little deeper into the WIAA playoffs. Welcome back to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show here on WRCO. The next opponent coming up for the Highland Cardinals will be Argyle Pecatonica, it appears. They were winners tonight, or last word, I should say, were leading 50-40 over Barneveld. Wazika Steuben gets the win against Blackhawk, 54-44. Platteville over Turner, 44-43 in area girls basketball. Closer to home, cashed in a win against Kickapoo, 32-21, last word. At Middle Point was leading Darlington, 45-39. Prairie du Chien ends the year for Dodgeville, 70-46. And Cuba City with a girls basketball win over Fenimore, 62-58. Here at Highland tonight, the Cardinals get the victory, their 20th of the year, 53-42 over determined Bulldog squad this evening. 15 for Bronwyn Halverson and 13 for Caitlin Miller. 10 points by Harley Fredericks, 9 scored by Addison Bedward, 3 each for Sophia Terrell and for Kate Terrell. Leading the way for the Bulldogs, Kaylee Miller with 18, 12 for Tristan Peterson. 4 points scored by J.C. Maxwell, 3 each for Josie Lau and Holly King, and Kaylee Peterson scores 2. For the Bulldogs, they end their year at 15-10, and again, played well at times here tonight. Pushed it to the limit, and they were scrappy and aggressive and going after it, and Coach Klang got a lot out of them. Again, they just kind of lacked some of those moments with some of the chances to score, where could have maybe made a little bit of a run on Highland and weren't able to do so. The seniors playing their final games tonight in a Bulldog basketball uniform, Kaylee Miller, along with Kaylee Peterson, Emma Coy, Olivia Young, Josie Lau, Miranda Franzen, and Caitlin Fry. Good luck to the Highland Cardinals and their coach Josh Terrell. The next level, they'll be in action tomorrow night, it appears, at Argyle High School against Argyle Pecatonica. Coming up, we're going to join Press Row again at the Kohl Center in Madison. We're going back for state wrestling coverage, and we'll get caught up on what has happened here so far. Tonight's game engineered by Tim Feed. Bill Nee signing off from Highland. Once again, the Cardinals, 53, Ithaca, 42. In WIAA Area Girls Basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
A low of 15 tonight with north to northeast winds at 3 to 8. Saturday partly cloudy, becoming breezy, a high of 39. Saturday night partly cloudy and breezy, a low of 30. Sunday partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 50. Monday 58 and 62 with some rain showers possible on Tuesday.
Welcome to State Tournament Wrestling on WRCO-FM 100.9 and live online at WRCO.com. We are proud to share play-by-play coverage of local wrestlers competing at the state level as we have for many years. We now join Bill Twining, Dave Wormand, and Kirk Layer live from Madison for State Wrestling on WRCO Radio.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center in Madison. Kirk Layer is not with us. He spent the first day and a half with us, but it's David Wervin and myself on the home stretch here on day number two, session number three, Friday night semifinals at the Kohl Center in Madison. The evening has moved along smoothly. The girls' semifinals are already complete. We're down to six mats and approximately 12 matches remaining here in this particular round. David, anything happening at the moment involving area wrestling?
Well, right now, Bodie Brocktop of Argyle Highland, he's just getting started, but he is down 2-0. Locally, Grant Matthews is on deck on mat 7. But it'll be a little bit there as that match is just getting over with. So he'll be coming up here right shortly.
We have a whole lot to bring you up to date on. A lot has transpired. We've had a number of wrestlers from the immediate area in the state semifinals, 25 of them from the Clash alone, the All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash, 25 wrestlers in the state semifinals. A number of them have already advanced on to the state championship matches. We'll recap as best we can, but we'll pay attention to Grant Matthews on one mat and Bodie Brockhoff on the other as we focus in on southwestern Wisconsin. Grant Matthews, a tough task ahead of him, David, takes on a defending state champion, Evan Gratz of Fenimore, who's already beaten Matthews a couple of times this month.
Grant, he knows he's got a challenge there, but he's not backing away. He's going right in on the underhook, and he's not shy about anything out there. He's a tough sophomore. There's no doubt about it. He's going right after Gratz there. Gratz trying to come in for a double leg, but now Gratz has got the body lock. Looks like Brody Bockhoff just got pinned. They did not get the time.
127.
Tyler Grand Highlands had a tough round this time. The semifinal round, we'll get to all of that here shortly. We'll go off the mat there. Gratz and Matthews, they get back reset in the center. Just over a minute to go here with no score on the board. Grant continues to try to work inside with his underhook. Gratz is doing the same thing. Grant's doing a nice job countering that and fighting for his inside position.
We can give you just a teaser. Riverdale has advanced one to their state finals. Fenimore has already placed two of them there. We'll solve the riddle when we get a chance, David.
Continuing to wrestle here at about 35 seconds to go. Ooh, the attempt at a throw there for Grant. He lost his hold on Gratz, and he gives up the first takedown in the match here. So it's a 2-0 lead for Evan Gratz of Fenimore. Now Grant is trying to come up to his feet. He's tripodding up, gets up on his feet, breaks the handlock, gets away, gets 1 point on the board. 2-1 lead now for Gratz. Going right back in for his underhook here. Going to wrestle up there. He's got to have a good lock on her when he tries his throws. Gratz has got a little bit of height on him, probably even a little bit of weight on him. Gratz is going to go neutral as it's his choice. Battling again, still inside there. Junior wrestling on their feet, both wrestlers. Gratz got the takedown. Now he's up 4-1. Got a minute 25 to go. Gratz is working from the top side off to the left there. He's trying to cross face there, trying to set up a turn. 109 to go in the second period. Grant's holding his own here. He's battling on the bottom, trying to get some hand control. Gratz has got his hip covered, trying that cross face, but Grant's not giving it up. Now Gratz goes to a power half, jumps from one side to the other. Grant tries to roll through that. He does. He was able to recover. Gets back to his belly here. 40 seconds to go on the mat, or in the period, second period, I'm sorry. Still 5-1 lead for Evan Gratz. Now he's getting some near fall right at the edge of the mat there. He's been able to turn Matthews, and there is the pin. Pin time in the second period is 3:34 for Evan Gratz. Up in them one.
3:34?
Correct.
I would guess that any time you get into the second period against Evan Gratz, you've done a good job. state champion, goes back to the finals and becomes Fenimore's third wrestler to do that here tonight. We've got some recapping to do. Not a lot else going on as far as area wrestlers go. Everything pretty much complete. Blake Cherry of Prairie du Chien is wrestling. This is in that tough 215-pound weight class in Division II. He is trailing 1-0 after two periods. People are wondering, how could Blake Cherry of Prairie du Chien be seated fifth in this weight class? I'll tell you what, it is a tough weight class, and he is scoreless through two periods. I don't think that's happened all season. Ian Smith of Northwestern, the man who defeated Teague Perkins in the quarterfinals earlier today, has a 1-0 lead over Terry as the third period is underway. Any more finals to report on, David?
I brought a bunch here. We probably could give.
Got a bunch.
Hayden Gillen of Mauston, Nisita, he was defeated. I think you've got that one. Tyson Marston of Aquinas, Division 3, 190. He defeated Will Wyatt Onan, 7-5. And that's, yeah.
Well, why don't we pick up on this Smith-Cherry match? It's in the third period. Cherry has scored an escape, so it's 1-1, David. Take us down the stretch, and then we have a whole lot of recapping to do.
All right,
let you know what's happened here in the state finals, the semifinals here tonight.
Right down here in front of us on mat 5, as Bill said, tied 1-1, just under a minute to go, Division 2-15, semifinal match here. They're battling on their feet here. Cherry is trying to get a setup here, trying to get some sort of a tie. It's Ian Smith from Northwestern. We've seen him wrestle Teague, as you had mentioned earlier, and good on his feet, tough on his feet. Makes it difficult for the opposing wrestler to get anything inside, get something locked up, set up for a takedown. There's a nice attempt at a takedown for Cherry. He's in on a single leg. Now he's got to get it up. He's got it up. Trying to get a jump there, but Smith's doing a good job keeping his balance, working in that wizard. Gets back down on the mat, trying to flatten out Cherry, but they're going to go. Oh, time ran out, I guess. Zero's on the clock here. So into overtime, 1-1. Get back center and circle and reset. 1 minute on the clock here. First period of overtime, a sudden victory. Not sure if there's any warnings of any sort, but Terry needs to get in some points here. There's the attempt. He's being the aggressor and making some shots there. Maybe he can use that to his advantage here as the match goes on. There's a single leg takedown attempt for Smith, but Terry's trying to fight that. And Smith is able to step over. He's going to get the takedown and the victory by a score of 3-1. Ian Smith of Northwestern over Blake Terry. Crazy scene.
So Terry drops into the consolation bracket. He can finish as high as third. And there is a possibility that he and Steve Perkins of Richland Center could meet again in that consolation bracket. Just a handful of matches remain, four of them, and none involve wrestlers from our immediate area. So why don't we go ahead and start a recap, David? And we've all got our programs classified according by weight. And my program weighs about the same as yours does.
Yep.
Yeah.
Probably does.
Let's just start at the top. The girls 100 weight class will find defending state champion Brooke Corrigan of DePere in the finals against Eva Gardner of Marshfield. These are the top two seeds. They'll meet for the state championship Corrigan was the 6-0 winner over sophomore Kylie Klum of Westie and moves in to the finals. Klum drops into the consolation bracket. Division 1 at 106 pounds will find top-seeded William DeSharman of Wilmot against the second seed Andy DiPiazza of Kakona. They both win their semifinals. The top two men will meet in the championship in Division 1. Division 2, Shane Rashawn of Dodgeville is a winner, 7-4. Over Parker Spearings of Brilliant, Rashawn goes to the championship match against the second seed, freshman Weston Ingham of Amory. And Division 3 at 106, Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle scores his scores the technical fall over Regan Roy of Wabena Leona Three Lakes, and Grunenfelder in the state finals for the second year in a row. His opponent will be sophomore Blake Underwood of Marathon, the son of four-time state champion Craig Underwood back in the Athens heyday. 107 pounds for the girls. Taylor Whiting, a defending state champion from Lena, won the state title last year as a freshman at Elkhart Falls. Whiting moves to the finals where she will meet the second seed, Ava Peters of Pulaski. Peters was a pin winner over senior Brooklyn Lull of Fenimore. Lull now drops into the consolation bracket. She will wrestle senior Emma Hady of Richland Center in the early morning session. Gets underway at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. The winner of that match between Lull and Hady goes on to wrestle for third place tomorrow afternoon. The loser drops down, will wrestle for 113 pounds in Division 1. To the finals go Ethan Bast of West Bend West, the top seed, and Brayton Casey of Menominee, seeded number 2. Division 2 at 113. To the championship match goes Hakan Peterson of Dodgeville, the top seed, and Ethan Hady of Richland Center, the second seed. Peterson wins by tech fall. Hady, a 34-second pin over Brent Prokerik of Kewaskum. Ethan Hady wrestles for the state championship tomorrow night against Hakan Peterson of Dodgeville. Ethan, the first Hornet to be in the state finals since Gus Donovan 3 years ago, I believe that was. And in Division 3 at 113, Jake Fitzpatrick of Aquinas, a former state champ, goes to the finals, and his opponent will be reigning state champion Drew Dolphin of Kenosha Christian Light. We'll take a break. Be back with more of our wrap in a moment, and we have some updated scores of the matches that are taking place when our coverage continues. This is State Tournament Friday on WRCO Sports.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. Rural Mutual believes that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual has been the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started way back in 1965. From football to volleyball and from soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our teams and our communities can work together to be true champions.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin, WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
There are just three matches remaining here on the semifinals here at the Kohl Center in Madison. All in the upper weights, of course, 215 and 285. Division One, top priority. Division Two has one out there as well. And the Freedom crowd erupts with a win. 285 pounds for Freedom. Hunter Vanderheiden with a win over Willie Graham. And now just two matches remain. Let's pick up with our recap again. 114 pounds earlier tonight for the girls. Angie Bianchi of Two Rivers and Savannah Danielson of Wausau West advanced to the championship. They are the top two seeds, and they'll meet for a state title tomorrow night at 114. At 120 pounds, Division One, Liam Neitzel of Hudson, the top seed, and Maximus Hay of Brown Deer meet for the state championship. Hay, the third seed, over the second seed, Alois Schlumpf of Bayport in the semifinals, 11-5. So a third seed makes the final there against reigning state champion Liam Neitzel of Hudson. Division Two at 120, Charlie Might of Dodgeville will go for a third state title tomorrow night. He reaches the finals with a 6-3 win over Logan Miller of Brilliant. In the championship, Charlie Might will meet Wyatt Mogulski of New London. Division 3 at 120, reigning state champion Koji Campbell of St. Joseph Academy in Kenosha is back in the finals. His opponent will be Maddox Wendling of Valders, the second seed. Wendling was an 8-4 winner over sophomore Roger Fleege of Aquinas. Girls 120-pound weight class will find M.J. Newman of Manitowoc Lincoln, the second seed, against top-seeded Delia Collins, a sophomore from Mineral Point. Came from behind again, did Delia, to score a pin in 5:03. Delia Collins of Mineral Point is in the state championship tomorrow night against M.J. Newman of Manitowoc Lincoln. At 126 pounds in Division One for the boys, Carter Freeman of Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln reaches the finals. They'll take on Easton Cooper of D.C. Everest. Guarantee those two have met before this year. They are the top two seeds in the state tournament. Cooper gets there by beating third seed Turner Campbell of Holman 7-5 in overtime. Cooper and Freeman for the title in Division One. Division Two, Reed Spurley of Dodgeville will go for his third state title. His opponent will be Bob Huntley of Brilliant. Burley gets a pin in 5:59, David, over previously unbeaten freshman Max Gonzalez of East Troy. And Reed Spurley now is up to 8 victories on the season. He didn't start wrestling until the month of February. All kinds of injuries for him, but he is one win away from the third straight state title. And a clean sweep for Dodgeville in the four lightweights. Who's surprised about that?
Not at all. It's tough. Top four guys to start the tournament off here tomorrow night. Be exciting to watch. And our final match has just been completed as Jesus Gonzalez from Richburg area is defeated by a score of 17-4 to Garrett Kaczynski from Port Washington.
And that's his first loss of the season too, isn't it? For
yes,
Jesus.
It is. Jesus' first loss.
All right. Let me finish up the 126-pound weight class, and maybe you can join me in this wrap-up so people won't get tired of listening to me. Division 3 at 126. Here it is, folks. Brody Meese of Riverdale, and David, you watch this match closely, wins his semifinal match 1-0 over Aaron Canetter of Stratford. 1-0. Brody Meese, 2 wins here in the tournament. He's in the state final.
Yeah, he had a great match there. Really worked hard on top that whole third period to keep that his opponent, Canetter, down and not give up that escape, and certainly wrestled aggressive enough to not get any penalty points. So great win there for Brody. Get himself into the finals.
And at 126 for the girls, to the state championship match goes the top seed, Maddie Peach of Milton, and seed number 3, Natalie Claveter of Hudson. They get to the finals. Claveter defeated North Carpet Seneca freshman Frankie Groom 11-6. So Frankie is now in the consolation bracket. She will play. She will medal here at the state tournament. After a couple of wins, she loses her semifinal and is knocked out of title contention. David, how about you take 132 if you can?
All right, Division One, 132. Your finalists are Kellen Wolbert of Oconomowoc, and he's going to face Lucas Peters of Kaukauna. Peters gets a 7-1 decision, and Wolbert gets a 16-1 decision. Division II, 132, your final is Colton Hush from Baldwin-Woodville with a 5-2 decision over Blake C. Bastine. Ethan Emel. And the other one is Peter Tomazovic with a win 5-4 over Teague Holzer. Division III, 132, Mason Carpenter of Lords Academy with a 10-3 winner over Gabe Gerber from Ladysmith. And Rowan Carey and Hunter Stevens have met several times. Finally, Rowan Carey gets the win here, 5-4, a tough match there. In the end, Hunter was just not able to get that takedown as Rowan did a good job of countering everything that Hunter threw at him. But either way, Carey makes the finals.
For the third year in a row.
Yeah. And gets us to the girl, 132-pound seed, Lily Banks from Nanasha with an 8-2 win. And her opponent is going to be Riley Hanrahan of Black River Falls as she gets a 9-6 decision over Sophia Kaloff of Brilliant.
Moving to 138, advancing to the championship, Declan Coe of Nina with a win in, over Preston Cradiville of Holman. Holman had two wrestlers in the semifinals. Both were defeated. In fact, Cradiville gave up the pin to Declan Coe, who reaches the finals where he will meet Tyson Peach of Milton, whose sister is in the state finals as well this year. Peach with an 11-2 win for Milton. Division II at 138. To the finals go Caleb Delabro of Luxembourg Casco. He defeated the top seed, William Penn. Of course, William Penn's been wrestling for 200 years, I believe. Probably tired. Delabro reaches the finals. He will take on Cole Bozeal of Oconto Falls. Oh, Bozeal was a 12-2 winner against Marcus McIntyre of Broadhead Judah. And in Division III at 138 to the championship goes three-time state champion Dawson Johnson of Cumberland. He scores a pin, as does Elliot Biba of Iowa Grand Highland back in the state finals where he placed second 2 years ago. Biba pins senior Reed Sawyer of New Lisbon in 4:51. Biba to the finals against the three-time state champion. That'll be a great match, Dawson Johnson. Reed Sawyer is now in consolation at 138. Where for the girls, defending state champion Carly Keshker of Badger reaches the finals. She will meet Tiani Lemieux of Sturgeon Bay, Sebastopol. Lemieux was trailing second-seeded Haley Berg of Bonduelle 7-2, but reversed her and scored the pin, knocking Berg into the consolation bracket and putting Lemieux against Keshker in the championship for the girls at 138.
All right, moving on to Division I, 144 pounds. Finalist Jacob Herm from Nina with 11-2 decision over Eli Rabideau from Germantown. And his opponent from Stoughton will be Cole Sarbacher, number two seeded wrestler. He is an 8-4 winner over Cole Doomer from Union Grove. Moving on to Division II, 144, Olin Seprud. Garland Finn Blackhawk is a winner 16-4 as he defeats Isaac Durbeck from Luxembourg Castle. Owen's opponent in the finals is going to be Braden Storshort from Lodi. Excuse me, I said that wrong. His opponent is going to be Kellen Kelly as he gets a victory 9-2 over Braden Storshort from Lodi. And Division III, 144-pound Colton Weiler of Auburndale is the winner 3:41.10. And he will face Ian Kraft from Fenimore as Kraft gets a 17-2 decision over Brock Hinderman, the freshman from Iowa Grand Highland. And moving to the girls, 145 pounds. Harlow Skenendor from Pulaski is the winner 7-2. And her opponent in the finals is going to be Sydney Andrews from Turner as she gets 11-7 decision.
At 150 pounds in Division I for the boys, top-seeded Wyatt Deschateau of Arrowhead reaches the finals. His opponent will be the third-seed Henry Niebauer of Hortonville. Division II at 150, top-seeded, and defending state champion Danny Heiser of Evansville has actually won two state titles, is back in the championship, the technical fall over Joe Lomar of Broadhead Judah. In the finals, Danny Heiser will meet former state champion Max Ronsman of Luxembourg Casco. Division III at 150, an upset as four-time state qualifier Stone Pomeroy of Random Lake, who came in here as the fifth seed, knocked off the top seed, Siler Zansavage of Fenimore, Pomeroy wins it 13-6. Sansevich now in the wrestle backs at 150. In the final, Stone Pomeroy of Random Lake will meet Blake Carton of Shiocton. And the girls at 152 pounds to the finals go top-seeded.